This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is going on, Daystar criminals and info warriors worldwide? You are now watching the fourth hour of the most infamous banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, arguably the universe. The Alex Jones Show. My name is Drew Hernandez. I'm your guest host. A lot of news, guys. A lot of news going on today, especially on the stage of the New World Order and the stage nationally here in the United States of America. Their plans are constantly and consistently moving forward, never holding back. They'll take their L's every now and then. We'll thwart their plans every now and then. But you got to understand, when it comes to this Antichrist spirit and the push for the world government, cashless society, the devil never sleeps. These demonic powers never sleep. They'll take their L's, but then they'll re-strategize and they'll come back 10 times harder. Just like Jesus said, when a spirit's removed from a human, they clean shop and they come back with 7 more evil than itself, and it's even worse than it was before. Doesn't mean that we're black-pilled. Doesn't mean that we give up. Doesn't mean that God is not more powerful. Doesn't mean that it's just totally useless to be fighting this righteous war, good versus evil. What it means is that we do not get complacent. We do not allow ourselves to get into this mindset where, well, we could just take a break. Well, we could just kind of like let our foot off the gas for a little bit because we got a W. It looks like they're retreating. But we know when they retreat, it's a strategic retreat, and they will come back 10 times harder. That's why we can never get complacent and why we could never let our foot off the gas. That is why it's imperative to support Infowars.com. It's imperative to support free speech systems. These people are never sleeping, constantly attempting to strategize how to dismantle this apparatus that God has given us to actually distribute real information, true information inside of the Infowar. So make sure to go to the Infowarsstore.com right now. Get engaged with real economic warfare. That's one way you could do it. If you obviously cannot be on air speaking your voice, speaking the truth in the face of the New World Order, then you could support it as well. Buy some Infowar bonds right now by going to the store and getting the great products. Guys, it's just, this is the reality of the world that we live in. When you're facing multi-billionaires, when you're facing these corporations and these entities that are fully engaged with economic warfare to dismantle the West, dismantle the United States of America, control demolition. They are 9/11, all right? What they did at 9/11 is what they are literally doing to the United States economy right now. That's what the great reset is, controlled demolitions, great reset, build back better. You see the Joe Biden yesterday, I know Owen covered it extensively yesterday, but man, dude, you look at the puppet president Joe Biden, they're rolling him out fresh out of bed with the strap marks on his cheeks still. It's like, man, he's literally just a shell. He's literally just a puppet, and they're rolling a body out, calling it the president of the United States, but we all know what this is. It is just a puppet that is functioning, being told where to walk, being told what to say, read this on the teleprompter. He can't even do that. He can barely read the globalist New World Order messages off the teleprompters, right? But that's the ideal candidate for the New World Order, is an empty shell whose brain is nothing but a smoothie. It's not just the lights are on when nobody's home, you know, and they want you to feel sorry for these people. They want you to feel sorry for Joe Biden. He's just an old man. Look at him. He's so frail. Oh, he would never hurt a fly. Yeah, right. Just go ask Ashley Biden how she feels about pervert Joe. But that's the whole agenda, right? They're pushing all of these pawns and agents of the New World Order. They want you to feel sorry for them if they can't speak correctly. They're just empty shells. John Fetterneck, he had multiple strokes. Oh, just feel sorry for him. They just need those puppets so they can continue to push these agendas. That's why he's rolling out with the whole Bidenomics, whatever the hell that means. It's just literally crapping down the American people's mouths. The economy is in shambles. Controlled demolition. Great reset. Build back better? I think not. But the only way to build back better, not in the case of make America great again, but in the case of the global new world order, you need a great reset. We'll get into
two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Guys, like I said, they are going 100 miles an hour with their New World Order agendas. They have no intentions of holding back. They'll re-strategize, they'll pull back, they'll regroup, and then they'll launch their next ones. That's why there's Agenda 21, Agenda 25, Agenda 30, Agenda 50, you name it. These people got plans for the next 100 years. And when you pay close attention to how they break down their plans, they're always and consistently talking about the future. There's a reason why Klaus Schwab gets up, Davos 2023, World Government Summit 23. There's a reason why they get up and they make statements like those who control, or those who master, that's essentially what he's saying, control, those who master the technologies of the future, they will literally be masters of the future. They'll be masters of the universe. They'll be masters of everything going into the future. And why do they say that? They say that because not only do they want to play God, they want to be God, but they want to ascend above the one and only true God. That's the heart of the global new world order. It's not just world domination. Yes, that's the end game that we see in the Bible. But the absolute heartbeat, the thrust of what drives these people to do what they do. They want world domination. They want control. But at the epicenter of this entire thing, what these people want is they want to be God. They want to ascend above God. And by doing so, they want to remove God and push God out of the picture. And obviously that won't happen. Obviously that cannot happen. But that is what it means to be Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist that the Bible says has been deployed into planet Earth. It's already been out there for the past few thousand years. And the Apostle John says the Antichrist, the one and only, the Antichrist will rise eventually. And we are seeing the infrastructure is all there, guys. The cashless society, the one world government, the one world religion, one world economic system, one world militarized system. It's all there. It's all being prepared. The infrastructure digitally, I could say the technology is definitely there. Theologians have always asked, how in the world could the mark of the beast be implemented? We understand that anyone can come out and put some kind of mark or put some kind of decree, like the Nazis threw the Star of David on patch on the Jews to identify who's who, right? But theologians have, how would they accurately worldwide be able to monitor, surveil, and uphold something so advanced? And I think now if you live post Neuralink, you live now post AI, you live now post the rocket age, the industrial age, here we are. Anyone that has been around for the past, I would say and argue maybe 70 years, would be able to answer that question like that? I mean, really, realistically think about it, right? I was a youth pastor for 6 years, and when I would talk about this to Gen Z, and they're like, what? Whoa! We could definitely see a mark of the beast happening like that, because this generation knows technology. You go talk to Gen Z right now. These kids understand how easy a Mark of the Beast could be implemented like that. I mean, if you weren't around in 2020 and the COVID lockdown, CCP, the way that Xi Jinping gets down, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they all praise China for how they surveil the surveillance state, Big Brother, the social credit scores, monitoring everybody's behavior. If you're a good citizen of the New World Order, then you are allowed to function in society. It's all here, guys. The infrastructure exists. And not just the infrastructure technologically when it comes to the New World Order, but also the mindset. Also, the mindset has been primed. Cultures, not just one country, not just five countries, worldwide post 2020, we saw the entire world bend the knee to an agenda, to multiple federal governments locking down their citizens. Big Brother telling the entire world, non-elected entities, World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci's, you name it, Dr. Birx, all these deep state plants, all these New World Order plants, right? UN, EU, all colluding together, World Economic Forum, all of their proxies that come out, all prescribing what the federal government should do for the United States of America. You see Dr. Fauci, 14 days to stop the spread. They get in there in the Trump White House. They're directing the Trump White House what to do. Operation Warp Speed, you name it. These unelected bureaucrats that get in, that are New World Order, and they influence policy in countries, especially the United States of America. You see, but the point I'm trying to get to is not only are we ready, and what I mean by ready, I'm not saying the Christian. I'm saying just a culture, a people, a civilization, not just the United States of America. The mind has been primed to accept worldwide tyranny, not just a nationalistic tyranny, right? What communism, totalitarianism is, the Fidel Castros, the Mao's, the Stalin's, it's all like this national communism, right? Be a good commie. Be a good citizen of your country. The Nazis, it's all this nationalistic fascism, communism. Okay, but what we're dealing with and what I noticed, post-2020 was this worldwide, that's everything we saw was stay home, save lives. Just get jabbed, you're going to save lives, you're going to be a good citizen of the world. Good citizen of the world. You're going to save the world if you get jabbed 10 times. You're going to save the world if you just stay home and stay locked down. This is a pandemic. This is a chaotic scenario, doomsday. You have to stay home. And in order to be a good citizen, stay home. Stay home, save lives. Sacrifice your freedom. We saw this. The mainstream media was all in on it. The mainstream corporate media, the New World Order, all these proxies and the medical industry and the health industry, they all had the same message, the same unified message that was coming down from the UN, the EU, these bureaucrats in the World Health Organization that nobody elected that have been influencing policy for the USA. And by the way, they're already embracing for the next stage of this, the next phase of this, that they'll open up the United States of America. We'll just hand over the reins to the United Nations. Because if this ever happens again, we saw how the InfoWarriors, we saw how the freedom movement, we saw how patriots that would not let go of their freedoms to save their countrymen. And then you had the mass formation cult. You guys remember this? People running around the streets, all the left-leaning NPCs, all these woke-tard morons running around saying, you know, screw your freedoms, man. Screw your freedoms to save lives. You're like Jimmy Kimmel, all the late-night TV shows, Stephen Colbert. Screw your freedoms, man. We got to save people. It's like this total virtue signal, right? I guess, like, psychologically, that's why the InfoWar is so important to be engaged in and having your mind unlocked, plugged out of the Matrix. Because when the Matrix starts to, you know, upload their latest downloads for the NPCs. And I mean, that's what the Matrix is, right? The Matrix is essentially a simulated environment, a simulated reality that's supposed to get the mind to believe that what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what they're touching, what they're feeling, what they're engaging with and interfacing with is actually real. And we live in this, guys. We live in a multidimensional universe, multidimensional world. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We engage, we interface. If you're a born-again Christian, you interface with the Holy Spirit. If you're a child of the devil, you interface with the world. You interface, that's all run by the devil, or you interface with demons, the New World Order, the occult. They're all involved with this. Every single day, we're going back and forth, and it's only going to stop when Christ returns. And that's the war. That's the end game that we're all going towards right now. What I'm saying is your mind is so valuable to Satan and the New World Order. They know how powerful your mind is. Why do you think that even in Davos 23, you had globalists up there literally talking about an information war? They literally sounded like you and me, you guys. They literally sounded like Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, talking about the info war that we are all engaged in, how powerful it is to understand, how imperative it is to have accurate and true information. And when I say that, I'm not talking about like how, you know, the FBI says it or Google says it. Oh, and misinformation, disinformation. We got to make sure that we are upholding the truth. Rachel Maddow, lesbian, gets up on their MSNBC and, oh, we're not going to air Trump speaking after the indictment because he's misinformation. We have to make sure we're reporting the truth. What I'm saying, guys, is there is literally a war for your psyche. There's literally a war for your conscience. There's literally a war for your mind. And the other side is fully engaged, fully aware. Win their mind, rule their mind, manipulate their mind, propagate their mind. And if we do that successfully, we will rule their.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to invite you guys to go subscribe to my Rumble channel. Watch Drew Hernandez live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. We get based over there, guys. Also, follow me on Twitter at Drew H. Live. And you can click the link in my bio to find all of the other great shows and content that I put on. Guys, the point I'm trying to make is this, all right? The point I'm trying to make is, technologically, the entire world has the infrastructure ready for the mark of the beast. All right? The entire world has the infrastructure and the technology to take the world to the next level into that becoming a reality. It's already a reality right now. The scripture has already foretold this. But as time catches up, so does technology. As we go further down the timeline, all right? As we go further down the timeline in the current timeline that we find ourselves in right now, things begin to come to fruition. That's eschatology. That's Bible prophecy. God has already ordained all of this. He's already foretold all of this. He's shown us just exactly how the global New World Order is going to be developing. And the epicenter will be Israel, by the way. One of the things that the Apostle Paul, who's a Jew, super Jew, by the way, one of the things that the Apostle Paul broke down very clearly in an eschatological manner was that there will be a third Jewish temple that will be around in this scenario when the Antichrist is finally revealed, because he says that he will enter into the temple, the Jewish temple that's in Israel right now. He will sit down in the Holy of Holies and he will declare himself to be God and to be worshipped as anything else that's considered God. He will be declaring himself to be God, the Almighty. He wants to be worshipped as the one true God. All the Muslims must bow. All the Jews must bow. All those that claim to believe in Christ must bow. All those that worship plants must bow. All the Hindus must bow. Whatever religion you could think of, you must bow to the Antichrist, the centralized figure. The end times scenario, empowered by the dragon, that's Satan, all right, literally possessed by Satan, false prophet fully activated, they are in full operation, Antichrist, right there, the unholy trinity that you see in the end times scenario. So, when it does come to Israel, and it comes, I mean, you go to Israel today, you go take a trip, you go check it out. They're already literally developing a third Jewish temple. The plans are there. They're already developing it. They're already strategizing it. They're already putting together what the models will look like, how they'll do it on the Temple Mount. They just haven't been given the access to start building on the Temple Mount because of the conflict up there. It'll start a religious war. But somehow, some way, the Bible's already all foretold all this. The Jews, the state, the Israelis at the time, this is end time scenario. The Jews and the Israelis at the time, they will embrace the Antichrist as the Messiah. They'll embrace him as Jesus Christ. This is the huge deception that you see in the end time scenario. It will be the Israelis that embrace the Antichrist. And I'm giving you guys the Bible. This is not my opinion. This is not my commentary. The Bible, okay? The Bible foretells that the Israelis, they will embrace the Antichrist. It's called a deception. They will be totally deceived. That's what the entire seven-year tribulation is about. The time of Jacob's trouble, speaking of Israel, they've turned their back on Christ. They rejected the Messiah the first time. And then the next indictment, I mean, even the Apostle Paul, who's a Jew, by the way, you look at Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 11, The state of Israel, the Jewish people are under a spiritual stupor. They're under this spiritual numbness, this blindness. It's like a judgment from God. But there's hope because the Bible says God loves Israel. He loves his people. He wants to wake them up. He wants to see them saved and come to the real Messiah. But the first indictment was rejecting Christ. I'm giving you guys Bible. It's not anti-Semitism. This is scripture, okay? The Jews rejected Jesus first. That's the first indictment. They went into a spiritual stupor, total blindness. They're deceived, right? Just like mankind is deceived, the Gentiles are deceived. All people that are not Christians are deceived, right? The second indictment, this is according to the Bible. Go research this. This is in the prophets. The Old Testament Jewish prophets foretell this. So I'm giving you Old Testament Jewish prophecy, okay? They foretell that the Israelis, the Jews, they will be deceived again. This is in Zechariah 14, you name it. They will be deceived again. They will embrace, because they're still looking for a Messiah. They're still searching for the first coming of the Messiah. Because they look to their scriptures, the Old Testament, and they still are under this impression that, well, Jesus was just a revolutionary. He was a heretic. So when they crucified and killed him, not just the Romans, but the Jews of the day, that was necessary because he was blasphemous and the crimes of blasphemy claiming to be God. Jesus' indictment to the Jews at the time, it wasn't that he was offensive to them. It wasn't that he just didn't abide by their, you know, doctrines of man. Jesus claimed to be God. Okay? Because he's God in human flesh. All right? That's what triggered the Jews of that day, the religious Pharisees. Triggered them beyond belief. That's what led them to literally conspire to murder Jesus Christ. That's the gospel message. Christ being put on the cross. Because Christ claimed to be God, man. All right? That's blasphemy. Blasphemy laws, death, 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 death. And the Romans just had to get involved because they viewed Jesus as an insurrectionist and a possible threat to the state. And he was a revolutionary figure, had thousands of people following him, not digitally on social media, literally physically, a dude with a mob of thousands of people following him. Yes, Pontius Pilate saw that. The Romans saw that as, that's a threat to our power and our structures. Put an end to it. If the Jews want him dead, then you go along with it. Just put an end to the whole thing. We don't want riots. We don't want an insurrection. We don't want an uprising. Just put a stop to it. There was a lot going on with Jesus and his ministry, man. But that's the first indictment, right? The second indictment that you see, according to the Jewish prophets in the Old Testament, is that they will accept and embrace and be deceived by the Antichrist. This is all foretold. He's going to be a rock star worldwide, bring global peace, bring global unity. He's going to be an individual that will somehow, some way, bring religious peace between the Jews and the Muslims. These two that have been at war for thousands of years, a blood religious war, for somehow, some way, peace and safety and security, the Bible says. 1st, 2nd Thessalonians. This guy will be a rock star. And he will cut a peace treaty with the state of Israel. He'll cut a peace treaty with the Jews. They'll embrace him and they'll view that. That right there, somehow bringing world peace, total rock star. They will view that as messianic levels of fulfilling their scripture's prophecy. They will embrace and it will be all satanically charged. It will all be demonically charged and they will embrace the anti. This is all in the Bible, guys. This is not my opinion. Call it whatever you want. It's all in the Bible. Go see it for yourself. All the Jewish prophets foretell this, okay? But it doesn't end there. They will see that they will be deceived at the end of the 7-year Great Tribulation. There will be a remnant. The Jews will finally see they've been deceived. They will see and identify the real Messiah. That's what God wants. He wants them all saved in an eternity.
We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste. Designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cashless society, new world order, global government, surveillance state, deep state operations. You're all watching it. You're all watching it unfold. The technology's there. The cultural mindset is ready and primed. Not just as the Bible foretells, the Jews and the state of Israel that will embrace the Antichrist, but the entire world. The entire world will be swayed, will be deceived, accepting the global New World Order government, accepting the global tyranny, accepting a centralized leader, a centralized commander, a centralized economic system, mark of the beast, in the hand, in the forehead, no access to the economy. That's an identification of worship as him being your God. your commander-in-chief, your almighty one, your theological allegiance. That's what this is all about. You see, post-2020, we saw not just countries, not just one, not just five, not just a couple, not just like the usual suspects that are always dealing with communism and tyranny and oppression, like North Korea or Cuba, Venezuela. No, we saw the entire world bend the knee to unelected bureaucrat organizations, World Health Organization, you name it, to lock down, not go outside, sacrifice your freedoms in the name of safety and protecting and saving lives. And we saw millions of people willing to do this. Okay, that's the next phase of tyranny. The next phase is that the mind, psychologically, yes, there's awakening. Yes, there's people that will wake up to this reality. There are millions of people that will get red-pilled, Christ-pilled. They'll see the truth, pulled out of the matrix, pulled out of the simulation, seeing exactly what everything truly is for what it is, not being deceived, recognizing who Agent Smith truly is, recognizing who the agents are, recognizing who's true, who's not, woof, who's truly a sheep, who's truly awake, who's truly born again, who's truly speaking the truth, who's really got true information aside from the real misinformation and disinformation. You get pulled out of the matrix, you get pulled out of it, you see the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And it does that. That's going to keep happening, man. But we're not going to be without persecution. We're not going to be without persecution. There will be revival, but there also will be persecution. The Bible foretells this very clear. Those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will, shall suffer persecution. It comes with the job, man. Christ said they hated me. They will hate you more. They called me Beelzebub. They call me the devil, man. What do you think they're going to do to you guys? So be ready and anticipate it. It's to be accepted. Let's get into some of the news, guys, because everything that we talk about, World Economic Forum, all this global New World Order news that you're seeing, UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Noah Yuval Harari, all these satanic globalists that want to jack your mind into some kind of VR system, they are all pushing towards that goal. Here's a perfect example right here. Klaus Schwab praises CCP for its COVID control measures. Oh, well, of course, because Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates absolutely loves the way that the CCP oppresses their citizens. Loves the social credit scores, loves the lockdowns, loves seeing people screaming from their skyscraper apartment little shelter buildings, loves seeing Chinese people being oppressed by being welded into their apartments to die as they get incinerated and set on fire. Klaus Schwab loves it. He loves it. He loves to see you oppressed, loves to see you die, loves to see the CCP surveil their people and murder. He loves it. These people hate you. They hate you and they want to see you die. They don't want to see you oppressed. They don't want to see you with a lack of freedom. They want to see you die. Anyways, Klaus Schwab praises CCP for its COVID control measures. Oh, would you look at that? At the World Economic Forum's 14th annual meeting of the new champions, which took place in China, the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, delivered a speech that continually through the halls, you could hear it through the conference center, that he loves the CCP. He loves the CCP. I got a clip, actually. Let's play this clip. Take a look.
Premier Li is the ex-premier of the People's Republic of China and a member of the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee Politburo Standing Committee. Premier Li has a distinguished career in public service, having led the economic and social development of three major provinces, Zhejiang, Jiangsu, and Shanghai. He has also been instrumental in opening up China's capital market, attracting foreign investment and innovation, and creating new urban areas to address land scarcity.
Well, there you have it, guys. I apologize, having some issues with the video right now. I'll get that fixed later. But this is it. Okay, Klaus Schwab hates you, and has continually, okay, even to this day, continually communicates not only to the American people, continues to communicate to planet Earth. That the way that the CCP dealt with their citizens during the COVID control lockdowns, the zero COVID policy, he loves it. He loves it. He wants to see that rolled out worldwide. He wants to see everyone get terrorized. He wants to see everyone get oppressed. He wants to see everyone be oppressed. He wants to see everybody put in a house, put in a skyscraper where they're controlled, where they're welded in, and they burn down the building, and they kill you, and they take your family, and they give you a social credit score, and you either get a red light, which means you can't have access to the economy. You can't go outside and exercise. You can't go out and socialize with your family. You have to stay inside, stay in there, because you spoke out against the regime. Stay inside your house. We're going to weld you in. And if the CCP, if the agents of the deep state come in and want to burn down your skyscraper and your little shanty, then you're going to die. Oh, but if you're really being kind of good, we'll give you a yellow light. So that means that you're still a bad boy, you're still a bad girl, but we'll give you a little bit of leniency. You can go for a walk for 4 minutes. You can go outside for a walk for 4 minutes. You won't be cut out of the economy, but we'll give you designated bugs. All right? We'll give you designated bugs. You can have four cockroaches a day, and you can go outside for 4 minutes a day, and you can look outside for 4 minutes a day. And after that, that's it. Because we got drones flying around, we got facial recognition, and we could see if you stick your dirty little freedom face outside that window, then we're going to come and burn down the building and kill you. Oh, but if you are a good citizen of the New World Order, you are good for CCP. You are good for you. Yes, you are good for Xi Jinping. You are good. Yes, you're good for the regime. CCP says you are okay. We love you. Yes, obey, obey, obey. You love the tyranny. You love the tyranny, don't you? You will own nothing, and we will control your life forever. If not, we will kill you too. CCP, CCP, Xi Jinping, brah. Yes. It's like this, like, oh, then you get the green light. Then you get the green light. You own nothing. You're happy. They take all of your product of means. Okay. They take everything you own. You own nothing. They control every aspect of your life. They control your flow of information. They control what you can see on the internet. They're constantly surveilling you inside your house, outside your house. Your identity is totally gone. See, but only if you are in compliance with the regime can you have access to that civilization. That's what Klaus Schwab loves. Oh, I bet he does. That's why he wants to.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Alrighty, guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Make sure to go subscribe to my Rumble channel, Drew Hernandez Live. We go live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. Or go follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. Click the link in my bio and you could find all that great content. Actually starting a new show on LFA TV called Based America. You guys can find that as well. Just go search LFA TV on Rumble. Some breaking news, guys. Google to remove Canadian news stories after Trudeau's Online News Act would require platforms to pay for links. Bill C-18 will make it harder for Canadians to find news online, make it harder for journalists to reach their audiences, and reduce valuable free web traffic to Canadian publishers. And obviously, this is all going to be done in the name of combating misinformation, combating disinformation, combating the errors that are out there from the mega Republican right-wing extremists. And those truckers, those Canadian Nazi truckers, those Nazis that just, they protested our lockdown measures. Those Nazis, how dare that they want freedom? How dare that they point the finger at me, homosexual Justin Trudeau? How dare they point the finger at me? I'm Lord Farquaad. You should all be worshiping me. If I want you to have news, if I want you to have any form of news that goes outside my homosexual regime, tyrannical regime, then I will tell you what it can be. I'll even tell Google what they'll be able to show you.
But we know Google has been getting down like this with the CCP. We know that Google has been obviously manipulating information for the Chinese people, giving them one perspective, giving them one channel, giving them one centralized ability to see something that they are wanting them to see. This is how the regimes function. And of course, we know that homosexual Justin Trudeau, he's just another World Economic Forum puppet, literally in the hand. This guy loves tyranny, loves Fidel Castro, loves communism, loves oppression, praises tyrannical leaders right in front of the media, laughs about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love tyranny. I love tyrants. Oh, yeah. It's totally amazing, right? That's why they all talk like that. They love, dude, they are fanboys of Hitler. They are fanboys of Mao. They are fanboys, dude, they are fanboys of Stalin. My God, dude, that's why they all praise the CCP. They literally worship Xi Jinping. Why? Because he is the model. Why does Bill Gates call China the model? Why does Klaus Schwab call China the model? Okay, so obviously you're going to take a look at Justin Trudeau, a little homosexual right there, and he's going to love them too. He loves tyranny. He's going to command Google. He's going to want Canada to be the same model, oppressing freedom patriots, oppressing the flow of free information, oppressing the flow of free speech, the flow of the free press, because that's a threat to these regimes. They always will be a threat to these regimes. You and I will forever be a threat to these regimes. Not because we're violent. Not because we want physical hostility. Not because we want to go and run around and hurt people. For the most part, I just want to be left alone, dude. I just want to be left alone. I want to live in a Christ-based nation where we got some serious moral laws so that innocence is preserved and kept safe, so we don't have pedophiles running around Seattle with their penises hanging out in front of little kids and lesbians running around with their disgusting hippo whale boobs flapping around in New York City. Did you guys see that footage from Savannah Hernandez last week? And you see little boys, little girls running up and down, penises jiggling everywhere, just full-blown Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't want to live in a society like that. I don't want to live in a world like that. Christ first, Christ first, Christ first. Let's go. You see, but they want the opposite. They want the opposite, which is Antichrist, lawlessness abounding. So they want a society that's totally centralized, controlled, monitored, so they're always watching. They're always monitoring. And of course, homosexual Justin Trudeau is a total New World Order, World Economic Forum puppet. Klaus Schwab is always pointing to this guy because that is the model. They look to China as the overall blueprint, and they want to roll that out across the entire globe with their so-called New World Order puppet leaders. It's here in the West, guys. It's been here in the West. Tyranny's not coming. Tyranny's not a conspiracy theory. Tyranny's not on the way. The oppression is not a, you know, it's not like we got intel. Sir, the tyrants, they're on their way. They're en route. They're coming from across the Atlantic Ocean. They'll be coming across from the Pacific Ocean. They'll be hitting our shores soon. They're in our skies. They're on the way. They're en route. They're en route. No, they're inside the city gates. The tyrants are here. The New World Order satanic agents are here. They're in our federal government. They're in the Democrat Party. They're in the Republican Party. The two-tier system, the two-party system is an illusion. It's part of the matrix. It's meant to quantify and distill your intellect, lower your IQ, to make you think that freedom is just two choices. That's what we're dealing with. It's all a psyop. It's all to keep you inside of the matrix, to keep you controlled, a controlled, simulated environment. And now with the age of the internet, and now with the talks at the World Government Summit 2023, Davos 2023, talks of mastering technologies to master the universe, to master the future. They want to master time. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to master time. Who's truly the hero of time? Who's truly the author of time? Who's truly the architect of time itself that lives outside of time? It's God.
And that's what these people want to be. That's why they're bringing up, oh, let's just make an economy inside of a VR reality. Why not? Let's just jack your conscience. And oh, Yuval Harari, let's just take your conscience. Let's just jack your conscience into some kind of VR, AR, AI system. You don't need your body. We don't need human bodies anymore. We can just create some kind of like cyborg body. Take your conscience out. It's like Man of Steel. Remember the movie Man of Steel? Superman? Henry Cavill? His dad? Russell Crowe? Plays his dad, plays Kal-El, Superman's dad, and he sacrifices himself, the planet dies, it explodes, but he downloaded his conscience into the AI-controlled ship, and the ship flew to planet Earth, crash-landed, right? Flew to planet Earth, crash-landed, and the AI was under the ice in Antarctica for thousands of years, till finally Kal-El, Superman, grew up and his instincts led him there. He found the ship and he goes down and he's having a conversation in the spaceship, the AI-controlled spaceship, alien spaceship, having a conversation with his dad decades later. He's like, Dad, how are you here? He's like, I'm not. It's just my conscience was downloaded into the AI programs of this ship and it's kept my conscience alive so I could finally, when I had the opportunity to talk to you, I could break down everything to you. I don't need my body. I'm just a hologram now. That's what they want for us. And the technology is getting closer and closer and closer to that place. Because if they could remove your body, you're just a slave to technology. You're just a slave to the VR. You're just a slave to the AR. You're just a slave to the Neuralink. You don't need a body. Just take your conscience. We'll jack you into a system. Oh, and by the way, the system's controlled by all of us. We control the AI. We control the centralized system. We control the technology. So your conscience will be forever uploaded into a system and we'll just control your entire existence from there. Your body will do away with it. If we want to put your conscience into another body, if we feel like it, we'll do it. That's the whole embodiment of possession. That's where these people want to go, you guys. Free conscious, free will is a problem for these people. That's why they want to control big tech. That's why they want to control technology. That's why they want to control any innovative system. That's why any type of new innovative piece of technology will always, always be immediately hijacked like that by the New World Order satanic globalists. Why? Because they have known for decades, for thousands of years, that those innovative pieces of technology can be effective for one reason and one reason only. That's to control your mind. Therefore, controlling your life. Guys, this is the info war. This is the information war. It's the flow of information by controlling your mind, controlling your psyche, controlling your conscience. That's why Homo Trudeau is up there trying to literally command Google what kind of information is going to come into the country and what's not. That's why the CCP is doing the exact same thing, incinerating citizens that are politically problems or threats to the regime that don't comply with locking down. And they use drones, they use AI facial recognition, they use what? They use technology to censor and oppress their people. And guys, I don't want to sound like an out of date old guy or, you know, boomer that just doesn't understand technology. No, what I'm saying is technology can be used for good. It can be used for evil. We just got to be careful. And when we see those who are evil get their dirty little paws, their dirty little pedophilic hands on these technologies, don't think that they are going to be for the embetterment or the empowerment of humanity. It's going to be to oppress humanity, to be weaponized against humanity, to censor your voice, censor your entire existence, censor every part of who you are as a human. My name is Drew Hernandez. Love you guys. I'll see you guys next week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.